I can't speak for everyone, but being in their shoes before, and I'm an entrepreneur, I've started many health tech companies, you look for the three core pillars, you know, revenue through adoption, market position and presence, and you look for some kind of a differentiator in the market, right? So all tech or all innovation is looking for that source of revenue. And in that, because telehealth is promising, because we can see the low-hanging fruit, better access, better coordination, better data collection, with a lot of underlying issues, but those are the promise, right? I'll have access to timely access to data, I'll have better access to care, and I as a physician will be able to see what the heck's going on when they're not in my clinic or in my hospital. Those are good, very valuable things. So we race to a solution to the market. Right, we say, okay, how do I leverage whatever I got to deliver that value? The problem is that it brings us into that another very narrow, specific view of my docs, my patients, my disease condition, and my revenue universe, right? Now, what I don't have solution to every healthcare problem. You know, I tell my team this all the time, that SolveCare, whatever we're doing, little as we're doing, is a 50-year, 100-year journey. You're going to have to learn to do this way longer than I'm going to be around. You're going to have to learn to keep working on these hard issues for decades. And I don't think this is going to be built and done with in the next 20, 30, 50 years. You're going to have to be two generations down the road before we have fundamentally altered healthcare. That's my view. It's not an easy thing, right? Having said that, why are we not connected with each other? Simply because we haven't paid any value to that. And I'll tell you, 5 years ago, I was sitting at Blue Cross or in the Obama administration on Medicaid expansion. The thought was a tangential thought in the back of the head. Would be nice to build an HIE, built it, nobody used it. Would be nice to have an EHR EDI gateway, built it, nobody uses it, or uses it because don't use it because they don't trust me, the CIO, and they shouldn't. So to your answer to your question is, we haven't put economic value on it yet. We haven't identified the loss of economic value we have from the silos and from disintermediating our physician, first and foremost, and then the patient as a direct result of that, and building systems for them. That's not been the economically beneficial thing. And we are in a capitalistic society, and we chase revenue and profit, as always. And government, when it interferes, or does, I'm a former government guy, we end up interfering rather than facilitating often. So how do we do this? We identify the economic value and we take the long road. I'm not going to tell you there is a quick answer. There isn't. But if we don't take the right road, we're never going to get there. And now is an opportunity. Now more than ever is an opportunity to not to repeat the mistakes of the past. That's really all I hope for, that we will not repeat what we have done wrong, that we will learn, like every other industry should. So should healthcare. Thank you.